Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
You're listening to Morning Edition on AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report, sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning. Tom Rogers. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Here are the opening prices on the boards of trade in Chicago and Kansas City. Only have one contract in Kansas City to tell you about. We gave you the overnight numbers during our pre-opening commodity market report at 8:50 a.m. In Kansas City, the September wheat contract opened at $6.38 a bushel. That was up 3.5 cents. A little bit higher rise in Chicago on the Board of Trade. September wheat opened at 6.48, up 6.25 pennies. December at 6.68, up 4.5. March 6.63, up 6.75 cents. And July wheat at 5.57.5 on the open, up 3.5 cents. In the corn pit, September opened this morning at 3.25.5. The nearby is up 1.5 cents on the open. December, 3.43, up 1.75. March at 3.59 on the open, up 2.75. May also up 2.75 on the opening bell at 3.69. And July corn at 3.78 1/4, up 2. September oats open at 2.59, down 1. December, 2.67, down 3 cents. Over to the bean complex now. August soybeans opened at 8.35 1/2, up 4.5 cents. The September contract, 6.44 1/2, up 6.25. November beans at 8.60 on the open, up 5.5. January at 8.73 1/2, up 5.5 as well. March beans opened at 8.83, up 2.5. The May opened at 8.93 1/2, up 5.25. And July of next year, 9.06, up 7 cents. The soy complex bean meal opened at 2.19.50 for the August contract, up 1.60. The September opened at 2.20.220, up 2.10. August bean oil, 37.40, down 3. September opened at 37.62, down 2. Now to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. The August feeder cattle contract opened at 116.05, up 12.5. September, 116.35, unchanged. October, 117.25, down 7.5. August live cattle opened this morning at 93.02 1/2, up 10. October opened down 10, though, at 98.05. The December live cattle, 99.90, down 5. And February opened unchanged at 99.45. The August lean hogs opened this morning at 74 even, up 87.5. October's contract, 75.60, up 90. December, 73 even, up 35. February down 17.5 on the open at 71.90. August pork bellies opened today at 83.60, down 90, and the February contract at 86.30, down 1 even.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Some of the outside markets include the crude oil in New York for September, which is down again at $76.20 a barrel, down 66 cents right now. The CRB index is at $319.99, down 19. The U.S. dollar at $80.38, down 30. September silver is trading at $13.13 an ounce, down 12 cents, 12 and a half cents. And the August gold contract is up 1 even. Actually, none of those contracts are trading at the moment. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 92 points at 13,371. The NASDAQ is off 21.5 points at 25,54. And the S&P is down 14 at 14,58. Looking back at the commodity markets at the moment, wheat is up around 6.25 cents on the Chicago Board of Trade. From 5 to 8 1/4 cents, rather. 6.5 in Kansas City, Chicago 5 to 8.5. September corn on the Board of Trade is up only about 0.25 cents. The table pretty much flat on either side of down or up 1. And soybeans are up in the 5 to 5 3/4 cent range. Joining us now for a look at the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Tom.
We saw some increases this morning. Looks like wheat's leading the pack today, right?
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, probably those outside markets you just mentioned are probably giving us a little bit of a mindset in the grain trade of keeping it tempered. waiting for some Informa numbers that are supposed to be coming out here in about a half an hour or so on corn and bean yield, and also waiting for the updated maps. But clearly the outside markets, both the crude and the Dow, and you know, gold's only up a little bit right now. All three of those markets have been seeing more and more risk being taken off the table and longs liquidating more than the longs coming in. And that's certainly from the contacts in Chicago and some of the letters we've been getting from the pits, been playing into the grain markets and why we haven't been able to really scoot higher and break through some key resistance levels for corn and beans.
What's the expectation on those Informa reports coming out in a half hour, and how's that playing out of the market at the moment?
You know, the contacts we have would say they were surprised by the FC Stone numbers being below 150. It seems like people that we have talked to anyway would be more pleased with a 152 or 153 yield number for corn. It didn't have any arguments with the bean yield number at 42.5, I believe it was, for Stone yesterday. So probably give you a straight line answer. The Informa numbers, if they confirm the FC Stone lower yield, that also would be where Iowa State came out with their yield figure for corn, right around 148 even. That would probably scare a little bit of shorts out of the market in the corn, because they think that the Informa numbers are going to be higher and they'll be able to average the two or something like that.
What's causing the uptick on soybeans? Is it looking at the wheat market? Is it still concerns about weather? Is it all the above?
Very good question. I think the bean yield in general is much more of a moving target, and because the technicals look fairly good and because we've seen commercials coming in and buying bean oil in large volumes a lot of times this week, that's got the beans as seemingly looking a little bit more favored by traders. The other thing that probably goes back to is we are in the month of August, and traders cyclically like beans in August, especially it would seem the earlier part of August, especially if the dry and hot weather is right on top of us. So probably a culmination of those things has traders in the short term very keyed in on beans much more than corn. But we'd also say that July 23rd high in November beans of 868 and a quarter is going to be a real key level to get above in order to stimulate additional buying, get the momentum players in there, and really try and take the beans up in a meaningful manner. Otherwise, if you can't get above 868 and a quarter and get some new highs out of this market, you're probably just working a trading range based upon what the weather markets say.
What does the technical picture look like right now?
Well, again, the technicals in both the daily corn DEIS futures and the daily beans NO futures probably look as good, in my view anyway, as they did back in late April, early May. It goes back to building upon those technicals and seeing some momentum come in and some momentum traders come in, turn that positive. You've got the wheat back on your side. You've got some of the weather on your side. It would seem to us the timing would be now, but a lot of the things that we say right here, right now, a trader in Chicago would probably say, well, I'm not going to buy flat price corn until those spreads narrow and the spreads come in, because the spreads are the key to the corn market. So wheat's on a global tangent. Corn is yield is already made for the most part in the traders' minds anyway. Beans much more of a moving target, so I'm going to go ahead and step into the beans more than the wheat because the wheat's already rallied so nicely. One thing we will watch here is the September wheat has had a low of 620 this week. That could be a major low going into the August 10th report. In other words, we may keep that low intact until we get the August 10th numbers by USDA.
What does a farmer make of all this then?
A lot of it goes back to those corn spreads. If farmers are looking at a potential grain fill reduction because of the hot, dry weather, which we've heard a lot in your listening area, as you go across the border into Illinois, especially if you stay south of Champaign, all the way across to Springfield, you're hearing a lot of farmers, we're hearing a lot of farmers that have sent back their yield surveys to us, say, hey, take 10-15%, knock that off my corn yield if I don't get any rains this next 10 days, because my grain fill's not going to be there, and it's not going to be much better than last year. So if you're a farmer making cash sales under that kind of circumstance, and under a pretty poor fall basis, would not be recommended in our view.
You have any views on the market at this point this morning?
Well, the cattle and hog markets have been kind of trading off of each other this week. The hog market is being bought up by the funds on dips. They're buying the breaks. Why would that be? The word we're getting is that the hedge funds and the commodity trading funds are coming in and buying hogs on ideas that the Chinese are going to import pork, and so they're going to step in here and buy the futures before the Chinese make that announcement. Whether that happens or not, it's a whole other story.
All right. Anything else to add today?
That'll do it. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks for your time, Mike.
You bet.
Mike Zuzulo is with Risk Management Commodities. Looking back at the markets right now, we see the September wheat contract in Kansas City up 7 cents at 641.5. The September wheat in Chicago on the Board of Trade is up 8.25 cents at 650 a bushel. December wheat 669 up 5.5 cents. September corn right now is at 325. That's up one. The Dease is at 341.5, only up a quarter. March corn up a quarter right now at 356.5. The May is unchanged at 366.75. August soybeans are at 836 a bushel, up a nickel. The September 843.25, up 5.25 cents. November at 860, up 5.5 cents. And January beans at 873, up 5. August soybean meal is at 220.20, up 230 at the moment. And August bean oil is down 6 now at 37.37. Some of the nearby contracts on the Merck: feeder cattle for August at 115.60, down 32.5. Live cattle at August at 93.10, up 17.5 points. And August lean hogs are at 74.85, up 172.5. And reviewing the Dow, it's up almost 84 points at 13,379. The NASDAQ is down 20 at 25.56. S&P down 12 at 14.60. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Tom Rogers. Our next market update is at 10:58, and it's 10 o'clock Central Time.